and at 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church Radio broadcast already in progress.
Maybe it will come back to me. Amen. And I'm going to try to remember so that when I finish preaching, I'll mention what it was. But just in case I forget, amen, y'all got to give it to me. Amen. I'm almost, amen. Praise God if you have your Bibles. I want you to turn with me, and I like that song that they sang, that last song about the door. Amen. What was the name of that song again? Jesus Will Open Doors. I don't know if they knew that I was going to be preaching about the door today. Praise God. Turn with me to John chapter 10. And I want to read three verses of scripture. John chapter 10. I want to look at verse 7, 8, and 9. Amen. Listen at the words recorded by the gospel writer John, words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Can I talk to you all this morning for just a little while about the value of the door? Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, oh neighbor, there is value in the door." Amen. When we talk about, when we speak of value and the value of something, praise God, we speak in terms of what it is worth. Am I right? Jesus says in our text this morning that he is the door of the sheep. And since he is the door, and not just any door, praise God, he is valuable beyond imagination. Praise God. You see, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ had made seven I am statements throughout the gospel writings of John. Let me just go ahead and mention all of them. There are seven. Praise God. He said that I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection. He says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then he finished it up by talking about our church over there on Broadway Street. I am the true vine. Praise God. And then he ends it by saying that I am the door of the sheep. Amen. You see, it is by no surprise that there are seven I am statements that are written in this text in the book of John. You see, because that number seven represents something. It represents spiritual completeness. It represents perfection. Praise God. And Jesus, praise God, was, still is, and always will be perfection. Therefore, it makes him what? very valuable. Praise God. Praise God. Y'all going to catch on to it in a minute. Who am I talking about here as the door? You know, when I look at doors, I was putting some things together here, and I was looking at some doors, and I believe that I'm safe to say that doors are necessary for any enclosure. I believe they're necessary. I believe they are. You see, if I remember when we were getting ready to have this church built, and the fire marshal came through here, and he said, y'all don't have enough doors here. And so as a result of that, we had to put a door on that side. Y'all remember that? Praise God. So doors are very, very valuable, because if we had gone on and built this church without putting that door, and the fire marshal would have come through here, there's no doubt in my mind, he would have said, I think we warned you about this, but you didn't take heed to what we say. So now you're going to have to tear a hole through that wall and put a door over there. So doors are necessary, praise God, for any enclosure. See, doors are elaborate. Some doors are simple. Some doors are ornate and intricate, while other doors are just plain, simply functional. Praise God. Doors have been made from almost every material known to man. Praise God. There are some doors that's made out of stone. Praise God. There are doors that are made out of wood. There are doors that are made out of glass. There are doors that are made out of various material. There are doors that are made out of bamboo, Deacon Robinson. Praise God. There are doors that are made out of plastic. Praise God. And thank God we found out that there are some doors that are made out of fiberglass. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody going to catch that in a minute. And there are some other doors. There are many other doors. Doors have handles. Doors have hinges. Doors have removable panels or screens. Doors are knockers. There are peepholes in some doors, so that if somebody come and knock at your door, you have an opportunity to look and see who it is. Praise God. Not only that, there are some doors that come with locks, and there are some doors that come with no locks. Amen. I'm talking about doors this morning. Praise God. There are doors of various kinds. There are screen doors. Amen. There are storm doors. There are front doors. There are back doors. There are garage doors. There are side doors to our homes and things like that. There are doors to each one of our rooms. And if you happen to live in one of those portions of the world, praise God, if you have a cellar, there are cellar doors. Praise God. And not only that, amen, there are doors to our vehicles, so that we can get out and we can get in. And for some of y'all that got a few rags, praise God, there are some closet doors. I'm just trying to paint a picture here, praise God, so we see this familiarity of this door idea is exactly what Jesus had in mind when he told his followers and those Pharisees who are around that, I am the door of the sheep. Now, building on all that we know about doors and their functionality, we can see what Jesus was trying to say about himself and God's kingdom. And as I examine the doors, I see three distinct functions of the door. Praise God. First of all, the door is for coming and going. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Doors are for coming and they're made for going. You see, Jesus makes this plain in John chapter 10, verse 9. Let me read it again. He says that I am the door. He said, by me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved. Not that he might, He said he shall be saved and he shall go in and out, praise God, and he shall find pasture. In other words, you see, mankind is looking for a way to eternal life. Jesus is the way one comes into God's kingdom. Praise God. He says this because so many have claimed to have the true avenue, the true way into God. Praise God. But I must remind those who think that they have another way. I got to remind you what Solomon said. Solomon, the wisest man to ever walk the face of the earth until Jesus Christ came along. Praise God, says something in Proverbs, and he mentions it twice because he wanted to make sure that we got the message. Praise God, in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, and you turn, just flip if you want to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. You're going to find these words. He said it almost identical. Look what he says. He said, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Praise God. In other words, there is a way. Praise God. And now the whole bunch of people think that they got a way. Amen. Can I remind you of some of them? Amen. Confucius has a way. Uh-huh. Yeah, Buddha has a way. Praise God. This one has a way, but there is only one way. And Jesus Christ said in John chapter 14, verse 6, he said that I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And he says that no man comes unto the Father. Praise God. What? But by me. Praise God. Some may be wondering why Jesus had to remind his disciples and the religious leader of this day, praise God, that he is the door, praise God. In order for you to understand that, you would have to go back and read chapter 9. Praise God. Anybody familiar, any Bible readers in here familiar what happened in chapter 9 of John's gospel? Praise God. In chapter 9, let me just bring you up to speed, praise God. Since I can't, it's hard for me to stand here, I got to walk. In chapter 9, you will find that there was a man who was born blind from his birth. His disciples asked him, said, now, Lord, tell us, did this man sin? Did his man sin or did his parents sin? And what did Jesus tell him? He said, no, neither one of them has sinned. He was born like this so that my power can be shown. So what he did, he healed the man. Praise God, just so happened to be on the Sabbath day. Praise God. Y'all know how religious folks are. Amen. Oh, Lord, I was getting ready to say something. Amen. Y'all know how religious folks are. See, religious folks want you to make sure you dot every I, cross every T based upon what they think is right, what they think is their way, praise God. And they got so mad when they asked the man, praise God, he said, now, how did you become healed? Amen. The man said, well, look, he said that he told me he made some spit, put some spit on the ground, mixed it up with some mud, slapped it on my eyes, told me to go wash at the pool of Siloam. I did exactly what he told me to do. And when I went to the Siloam, praise God, I come back seeing. Praise God. They said, well, no. They didn't even believe him. Guess what they did? They went and got his mama and his daddy. They said, now, mama and daddy, is this your son? Is this your son? And the mama and daddy looked and said, yeah, that's him. We recognize him. Amen. That's him. Well, then how was he born blind? Oh, yes, he was. Praise God. How did he become, how he was able to see? Well, we cannot answer that. Praise God. They say you're going to have to ask him that because he's old enough to speak for himself. And when they finally got it, praise God, they said, now we understand that you were the one that was born blind. Praise God. But tell us how you can see now. And all he'd give them the same testimony. Praise God, I tell everybody all the time. I think it was on the radio broadcast this morning. Praise God, it's good not to lie. Because if you lie, you're going to forget it. Amen. It's good to tell the truth. Because if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember nothing. Praise God. That man didn't have to rehearse. He didn't have to practice. What did he say? He said, he told me he made some spittle,
praise God, and slap it on my eyes, told me to go to the pool, praise God, and wash. I went to the pool and I washed and I come back seeing. Praise God. They say, well, where is he? I don't know where he is. Praise God. What do you know anything else about him? No, I don't know anything else about him. The only thing I know, praise God, that I was blind. But now I can see. Praise God. Forget about all of that junk. Praise God. I'm talking about a God. I'm talking about the door. Praise God. So Jesus had to reassure this man that everything was going to be all right. And he had to remind those who were standing around listening at him, praise God, that he is the door. You see, as believers, we enter God's kingdom through Jesus Christ. Praise God, it is through him that we are saved. I want you to put Acts chapter 4, verse 12 up on that marquee. Praise God, because Luke records at Acts chapter 4, verse 12, when he said, neither is there any other name, praise God, neither is salvation, is there any other, for there is no other name under heaven given unto men whereby they must be saved, other than the name of Jesus. So praise God, when somebody come and try to tell you that there is another way, praise God, you need to tell them, that's one door I know. And I'm appealing to my young folk, because young folks have a tendency to come up in a church, praise God, listen at the word of God, and then somebody grab them, somebody wearing a bow tie, somebody got a bag of peanuts, praise God, telling them that there is some other way, and they are so easily, praise God, led astray. But I'm trying to tell you that there is but the door, and that door is Jesus Christ. He is the source of our strength and our spiritual health. He is the door where we come in and where we go out spiritually healthy. And let me tell you something, that makes him valuable. I got to tell you, that makes him valuable. Praise God. The only reason why we come, let me get that. That's my second point. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Praise God. The second reason, praise God, that we look at doors. You see, a door is for protection and security. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if I didn't have any doors on my house, I would not feel secure. Praise God. So we find that the door, praise God, protects and gives us security. You see, history tells us that in the first century there were two kinds of sheepfolds. One was the kind that was located in the village, praise God, and it was a community shelter where several shepherds would take their sheepfold and they would bring them in sometime for one night or for several days. And that setting had an elaborate guardian, somebody, a gate that was there that could be locked all upon his own. Praise God. But another type of sheepfold that they had was the one that was, praise God, that were located on the mountainsides. In other words, the only thing that hinged it was the stone walls that was on both sides. And there was a ravine that led, there was a opening that led into the ravine. Praise God. And they tell me that the shepherd, praise God, the shepherds would take, I always lay down. If I felt I can get back up, I would lay down and show y'all. But I can't do that, y'all. Praise God. The shepherd would lay down at the feet of the ravine. Praise God. And then and by doing so, none of the sheep would leave without him knowing. And no wild animal or beast would come in without him knowing it. Now, praise God, whether Jesus had any one of those sheepfolds in his mind, we don't realize and we don't know, but it's immaterial. The point of the matter is that, praise God, when Jesus being the door, praise God, he is our peace. He is our protection. He is our security. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, when Jesus is your protection and when Jesus is your security, you don't have to worry about anything else. Now, I know that we live in a world that is just frustrated. Praise God. We got terrorists coming here. We got ones over here trying to break in. Praise God. And I'm not going to be the person that's going to tell you this morning, praise God, that you go and sleep with your doors wide open, because we used to do that stuff when I was coming up. Amen. Because I believe back in them days, people had more sense than they have now. But praise God, I wouldn't try that today. Amen. One thing I learned about this God that I serve, he did give me 5 cents. Praise God. But I don't worry about it. I'm talking about he's the one that gives me protection, and he's the one that gives me security. You see, only God, praise God, only the door, he's the one that gives us peace and protects us until what? The day of redemption. You see, we live, like I said, in a frustrating world, praise God. Anxiety of life is a constant threat to our safety and our well-being. But Jesus offers up us the reassurance, praise God, that he is our protector. Praise God. Look what David had to say at Psalms 23. Everybody know this. And verse 1, he said, for the Lord is what? My shepherd. In other words, he lets us know that he provides for us. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Praise God. I'm looking at a bunch of people in here today. Don't look like you want for nothing. Praise God. So that lets me know that God is your shepherd. Praise God. You see, now one thing about that sheep at night, during the nighttime, sheep might get startled, amen, by some noises, and he might get awoken. But you want to know something about those sheep? Sheep was smart back in the day. I know people say that sheep were dumb. I know they were, some of them. But praise God, when those sheep got startled at night, they will go and get up. And even the sheep had enough sense to go to the opening of the ravine. And then once they saw the shepherd lying there, yeah, praise God, that's what that sheep wouldn't do. That sheep would go on back and lay down and go to sleep. Yes, praise God, yeah, because he knew that his shepherd was there and everything was going to be all right. And that's the same way it should be with us. Yeah. Praise God. If we serve God, if we have given God our heart, yeah, I don't care what come up against us. Yeah. Praise God. We got to realize if sickness come up against us, praise God, if a thief is trying to break in, yeah, praise God, if somebody trying to run our name down, yeah, if we still have our trust in the door, praise God, we won't have to worry about it. Amen. They may bring some stuff up against you, but praise God, God promises that he will protect you. That's the kind of protection and security that we get. But finally, and as I get ready to close, you see, not only is a door, praise God, for going and coming, not only is a door to protect us and to provide us security. Finally, we find that a door is for what? Opening and closing. Yeah. Praise God. Can I make that thing a little plain to us? Praise God. You see, Jesus is the only and absolute only way to God. He is the door or the way into God's favor. If you want to have favor, praise God, you got to go through Jesus Christ. He is the door that is so broad as the heart of God. He is the door that is open to all races and to all ages. Praise God, to both males and females. He is the door that is open to persons from every strata, praise God, of society. Praise God, he is the door that is open to the rich as well as to the poor. He is the door that is open to the important and those who are all forgotten about. What am I trying to say? That he is the door praise God, to the powerful and those who are not so powerful. My point I'm trying to tell you this morning, that Jesus is the door, and he is the door that we ought to be looking for. Praise God, all of those other doors are okay. Yeah. Praise God, they all serve a purpose. Yeah. But the door that I'm talking about this morning is this door called Jesus. Yeah. If we go to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 12 through 13, praise God, it talks about heaven being a great wall, and there is something about this heaven that he's talking about. He said that it has 12 gates, 12 doors, 3 gates in the south, 3 gates in the north, 3 gates in the east, 3 gates in the west. What am I trying to tell you? There's so many gates to this city that one day nations and folk from all over the world, they're gonna have to come through the door. My God, and there's something about the door. Praise God, it's open. And it's open. It's open for us to come in, and it's open for us to go out. Let me explain the coming in. He has given us a mechanism, praise God, where we come in, and it's called the church. Hallelujah. We come in so that we can be fed with the word of God. That's our nourishment. And praise God, when we come in and we are fed the word, not only through the preach word, but through the singing of his word. Praise God, when we go out, we have enough nourishment with us that we can go out and share it with somebody else. Somebody don't realize the importance of the church. You got some folks that, well, I can stay home and I can get whatever I get at home. I can beg to differ. But you want to know why I beg to differ? Because when I sit with you, there are some things, praise God, that you're going through that you can share with me. And if I'm going through the same thing, we feed each other. That's a part of the nourishment. That's the importance of the church. I will never stay home, praise God, saying that I can get what I need through some television. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you get sick, when you get sick, and when you are going through some stuff, I want you to call one of those TV evangelists. I want you to call one of those folk that you are sending your money to. You better learn some sense. Praise God. I don't want to call nobody name, but praise God, if you call one of those rascals, praise God, you won't even get them. I'm trying to tell you, Jesus is the door. He is the door. Hallelujah. And he opened that door over 2,000 years ago. Somebody say, how did he open the door? When they whipped him all night long, when they put a crown of thorns upon his head, he was opening up the door. Praise God.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
You're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.